Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a woman called Lucy talking on the radio about a new magazine. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I'm Lucy Holmes, and I'm here today to tell you about my work. People ask me why I decided to start a new magazine. Well, I've been a journalist for many years, working for newspapers and magazines in this country and abroad. I've always dreamt of starting my own magazine. Not because I want to be rich, but because I want to do something different. And now I've done it. It is different from other magazines, and I'm sure it's going to be successful. So, what's the magazine like? I should explain that it's a local magazine that will come out each Thursday. It's the same size as the local weekly newspaper, and in fact looks very similar, but it doesn't carry news, and it doesn't report on events as they happen. I think this is the important difference. You can buy it in all the usual places you would buy your local newspaper. The magazine itself is divided into two main parts. The first half is a What's On guide, which contains information about everything that's happening in the city over a 7-day period. There are music and film reviews, and information about special events, so you can decide what's worth spending your time on. And it's also got local bus timetables and useful phone numbers. There are also reports on restaurants, but we're not going to write only good things about the restaurants we choose, because these are not advertisements. They're the honest opinions of our journalists. That's a strength of this magazine. The writers are all independent journalists who say what they think. That's one half of the magazine. The other half is the articles. We want to write about the lives of local people. They may be famous or not, but they have all done something interesting, such as developing a new business. There are several famous artists in the city, like Lisa Goodchild, who's talked to us about her life in the first issue. We hope to interview a wide variety of people. I'm really happy because there are some fantastic journalists living in the area, many of them busy writing for national papers, and they're supporting the new magazine by writing for it. The journalists are happy because the magazine has room for longer articles, so they have more space to give their opinions. So anyone who's interested in writing...
Now listen again.
I'm Lucy Holmes, and I'm here today to tell you about my work. People ask me why I decided to start a new magazine. Well, I've been a journalist for many years, working for newspapers and magazines in this country and abroad. I've always dreamt of starting my own magazine. Not because I want to be rich, but because I want to do something different. And now I've done it. It is different from other magazines, and I'm sure it's going to be successful. So, what's the magazine like? I should explain that it's a local magazine that will come out each Thursday. It's the same size as the local weekly newspaper, and in fact looks very similar, but it doesn't carry news, and it doesn't report on events as they happen. I think this is the important difference. You can buy it in all the usual places you would buy your local newspaper. The magazine itself is divided into two main parts. The first half is a What's On guide, which contains information about everything that's happening in the city over a 7-day period. There are music and film reviews, and information about special events, so you can decide what's worth spending your time on. And it's also got local bus timetables and useful phone numbers. There are also reports on restaurants, but we're not going to write only good things about the restaurants we choose, because these are not advertisements. They're the honest opinions of our journalists. That's a strength of this magazine. The writers are all independent journalists who say what they think. That's one half of the magazine. The other half is the articles. We want to write about the lives of local people. They may be famous or not, but they have all done something interesting, such as developing a new business. There are several famous artists in the city, like Lisa Goodchild, who's talked to us about her life in the first issue. We hope to interview a wide variety of people. I'm really happy because there are some fantastic journalists living in the area, many of them busy writing for national papers, and they're supporting the new magazine by writing for it. The journalists are happy because the magazine has room for longer articles, so they have more space to give their opinions. So anyone who's interested in writing...
That is the end of part 2.